On Kent State University's Brain Health Research Institute Week, music can affect us all in many ways. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Joshua Albrecht, assistant professor in the School of Music, wonders why.
When you ask people what they love about music, a majority will say something about music's deep emotional power. On the surface, music seems inherently personal. Everyone has different musical tastes and emotional responses to music. However, it turns out that there's remarkable agreement between listeners regarding what emotions are expressed in specific pieces of music. For example, take a moment to think of some really sad music. What would it sound like? While there's some variety in listeners' perception of musical emotions, if you're like most people, you probably thought of quiet, slow-paced music with a dark sound quality. As it turns out, you don't have to be musically trained or from the West to think this way. In a worldwide study with nearly 2,500 participants from 80 countries, I found remarkable agreement between these worldwide participants and American music major college students regarding the perceived emotional expression in classical music excerpts. This raises a natural question. Given the wide variety in listeners, what is it about the music itself that tends to express particular kinds of emotions? In a series of studies examining this question, I looked for relationships between perceptions of emotions expressed by musical passages with a number of musically relevant characteristics of these passages, such as the music's speed, volume, pitch height, and the amount of dissonance. This resulted in statistical models correlating perceived musical emotion with musical characteristics. To test whether these models actually captured meaningful relationships, I brought in new participants to rate new passages of music. Remarkably, participants responded according to the model predictions, suggesting that measuring low-level musical features might be enough to reliably predict listener ratings. There are broad psychological and wellness implications for this type of research. This data might help us understand how we communicate emotion in speech, how we come to empathically relate to one another, how music comes to be so emotionally satisfying, and how composers might be able to evoke particular types of emotions with their music.
That was Joshua Albrecht of Kent State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.